chapter 26, beginning in verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Brother Tom, how we tell people how we do things.
You want to mention about how?
Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, the way that we have prepared it here is that we have put the bread in the cups as we do with the grape juice, the wine. Just remove it from the tray and partake of it and put it into the little holders in the back of the pews. And that way we'll be as safe as possible. Let's pray. A gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you have for us, and that you allowed your Son to come into this earth to teach us the things that you would have us to know, to die upon that cross for our sins, that we may have salvation. Thank you so much for your Son. Thank you for his willingness to come here and to let us know what we need to know. As our minds go back to the cross, and as we partake of this loaf, Father, we pray that we'll do so in a manner be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, we take this cup full of wine, represents the blood, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. The Lord's Supper being completed, we now have an opportunity to give back to the Lord for the work here at this congregation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in our lives we realize the blessings that you give to us every day. And Father, as we use these blessings in our lives, we pray that now we can return a portion to Thee, that others can be blessed also. Help us to give back, Father, in a cheerful manner. Help us to give in a way that these funds will be to the glory of Your name. Father, help us to always be in Your memory and in Your care. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
We have 38 present this morning. Today is April 17th, 2022. If, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 692. 692 would be our song of invitation after Brother Robert's lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 203. 203.
During this pandemic time, when we have been
spared, a lot of people coming that normally were here already, that their presence was not here, yet the contributions have been of such nature, as you can tell on the board from the last two Sundays in a row. We have met our budget and beyond, and we have helped support the children's home in Marlton, Arkansas, that does a wonderful work with a rough set of young people that they get. They have really encored many lives and helped many lives there. And up at Corinth, Mississippi, in Pineville, at the children's home there, they have been fully supported by this congregation all the time and during this time of the pandemic. I'm thankful for them, and I know that you should be thankful for them as well. They're loved ones of yours, and that's the way of life. That's furnished us and blessed us with. I intentionally chose a brief lesson this morning. I normally speak just a few minutes of time, and we get out by 11:30. And we'll get out by 11:30, Lord willing, this day, unless we have several people to come forward to be baptized in Christ. And we'll have that time to be done. It's a blessing to be with you all and study with you all. Turn with me, if you will, in the Bible that's out there on the pew in front of you, if you don't have your own copy with you, to Mark chapter 16. In Mark chapter 16, the event taking place today in which the world is at large to talk about is our subject today. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, and he said unto you as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and that had been seen of her, believe not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not him which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And Mark adds, amen. You see that the idea was that they did not believe that this had really occurred. Though they had been told of the Lord, back in Matthew chapter 16, if you would note back there, that this was going to occur. And yet they were without faith at that time. It says to them in Matthew chapter 16, and let's begin at verse 13. Then Jesus called, let me see. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but the Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be done unto thee. But he turned and said unto Simon Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there shall be some standing here that shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. As we read these verses, we read about the impending death of Jesus and how he said that he would be put to death, and that being put to death would not be the final event of his life here on earth and beyond. He said, in fact, I will rise the third day. Notice that the disciples themselves did not catch that as they should have. They didn't believe when they were told that he had risen that morning. And it's a shame that they did not do that. It is said regarding their lives that they were people who did not believe what he had said. But he told them that this was going to occur, and the third day I would rise from the dead. Yet they did not accept that that was the case. Jesus did not ever tell us things that were false. He did not ever tell us things that were wrong. He did not ever tell us the things we couldn't believe in. He told us the matter of fact of what was going to happen, and his tomb today is still an empty tomb. We thank God for it. Because as Jesus was raised from the dead, he left it at an empty tomb. And as he left that empty tomb, he left it for you and me to teach others about as we go forth in life. Think about the ways of life of these disciples as they were meeting Jesus and listening to the teaching that he was giving them. In John, the 16th chapter, verses 16 through 26, Jesus taught his disciples about the fact that he would leave them. And he said, I will go away, but I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter, another allos comforter, another of the same kind. The word allos is the word for another of the same kind. The word heteros is used in Galatians chapter 1 about the gospel is heteros, a different gospel, which is not another, he says. And thus we go back to the teaching of the Lord in regard to this matter. Yeah, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another of the same kind of comfort as I am. He said he will not speak of himself. But whatsoever he hears, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit came to them and guided them to tell the truth. And on the day of Pentecost, as you read in Acts chapter 2, the truth was told. And the people were convicted. And they asked men and brethren, what shall we do? They were told to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was a blessing that they would receive from the Spirit of God as they responded faithfully to what the Lord had said. You and I today find ourselves in a position where we can be people who are blessed of the Lord as well. For we recognize his empty tomb. We recognize his way of life that he taught us. And the way of life that he taught us was to do that which is righteousness of God. Turn with me now to the book of 1 Peter in the New Testament. And in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 14. And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Notice that he says, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Righteousness' sake is the idea of the right part of this aimless word, being to think about the right things we ought to say, the right things we ought to be doing, the right way that we ought to be serving. The right way of the Lord is the thing to do. And as he says to do this way of life, he says, be happy that you can do this way of life. You don't have to regret having said something that you then later on will be exposed as telling a falsehood about. Because you can be glad that what you said was true and what you said is accurate. And this is the way that it is. And so when you say that, you say things that are true. And you do things that are true. You act in such a way of seeking righteousness in your life. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, The Apostle Paul addressed the life of Timothy. And he says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer. Be an example in the words that you say. Be an example in the deeds that you do. Be an example in the love that you have, the kind of love that God wants each one of us to have, agape love, the kind of love that says, I love the things that are right and love the things that are good and the things that are helpful. I love to do the things that are helpful. Love that way of life. He also tells them to do the things that deal with truth and deal with honor and deal with purity in life. When you deal with life in these kind of ways that he says, an example of the believer, there are others that are going to have you to come over to your house, their house, and take care of the little children that are there during the time that they're gone for some trip, some event, some occasion. And they're going to ask them when they come back, how were you treated? How does everything go when we're gone? And if you can tell them, purity. You see, purity is a way of life to teach them and train them in and work with them in. Be an example of a believer in that way of life. That's the righteous way of life. It's the right thing to do. And it's the right blessing of the Lord to have in your life. Anyone subject to Jesus' invitation today? Twice a week, we make sure that the baptistry itself is warm of water. And we make sure that the back of the building is warm. We do not like to baptize somebody and have them chilled as they come out of the water itself, because we didn't prepare for them. We do that every Wednesday, and we do that every Saturday. We prepare for Sunday. And it's prepared for you today. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation to say, as he told his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Believe and be baptized is what he said to do. And we teach that because he said that to be done. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, would you come to the front and let it be known as we stand together and as we sing the song selected today?
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you. Come home, ye who are weary. Come.
thank you for being here with us. Tonight we'll hold a service at 6 o'clock, preaching service. We move our time of singing to next week, and also our time of potluck to next week. And it's always good to come and check us out. Good to be with you.
Let's close this morning with number 345. 345, or whatever the song is going to be, if you do this in a word of prayer. I will sing
deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deep, stained with it, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now say, am I? Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, but me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. God, never prepare them to do their work.